我们今天的讲员是王永信牧师。
I'm so happy that our speaker today is Reverend Thomas Wayne.
我在宣教跟这个连结众教会方面，我最敬仰的有两位神的仆人。
There are two people I admire and respect the most in networking and in mission.
一位就是格里汉博士。
One is Billy Graham.
我今年两个礼拜前去中西部的时候，还去惠顿学院的格里汉的这个博物馆。
So about 2 weeks ago, I was in Chicago and I visited Billy Graham Center in Wheaton, Illinois.
他那个博物馆就展览到历世历代的这个复兴跟宣教运动的这些重要的事件。
So at the Billy Graham Center, it is exhibitions of the world mission.
我们非常受感动。
And we are very touched.
看到每一个世代，神使用谁来复兴，来带下祝福。
And see how God raised up special people.
那格里汉博士也是被神重用的一位。
So Billy Graham was used by God highly.
我到那边看了他出生日，算一算，他明年100岁。
So Billy Graham will be 100 years old next year.
这是不得了，他那么为神打拼，神也祝福他长寿啊。
No, he served God so much in the past, and God blessed him with a long life.
另外一位我非常尊敬的一个长辈，也是我的英雄，就是王永信牧师。
My other hero, and whom I highly admire and respect, is Reverend Thomas Wayne.
我看了他的生平大记太多，大事太多了。
As I read about his past accomplishment, it is too much, a lot.
我就没有办法通通讲。
I cannot mention them one by one. It's just too many that he has accomplished in the world mission.
我就讲一句话，你们就了解了。
Let me say one word and you understand.
他就像在中国的格里汉牧师一样。
He just like Billy Graham in the Chinese churches.
因为他连接华人，全世界的华人教会。
Because he networked all the Chinese churches in the world.
他做许多的宣教工作。
He did many mission work.
最重要，他非常爱神。
And the most important thing is that he loves God very much.
他服侍神超过60年了。
He served God over 60 years.
他今天早上从 Sunnyvale 开坐车过来。
He came this morning. He came from Sunnyvale.
本来他要自己开车。
Originally he was going to drive himself.
王牧师现在92岁。
And Reverend Wang is 92 years old.
礼拜天早上没有事情，他带着师母两人开车去聚会。
Every Sunday morning, he drive his wife to church.
我非常感谢他愿意来。
I'm just so thankful that he's willing to come and speak to us.
我相信他有上帝的恩言要对我们这几位受洗的讲。
I'm sure he has a very special message for the people who are going to be baptized today.
也对我们每一个人说话。
And also, God's going to use him to speak to us.
我们就热烈掌声欢迎他，好吗
？Let's welcome.Reverend Thomas Wayne.
王牧师要用英文讲道。
And he's going to preach in English.
我用中文替他翻译。
And Pastor Joseph will translate to Mandarin.
早安。
Not loud enough, huh? Good morning.
不够响。早安，早安，大声一点。
The reason I need this is I'm accustomed of using both my hands when I preach.
我为什么要用这个麦克风站立？因为我用手势，我讲到的时候会用手势来表达。
I've known Pastor Tian for a number of years.
我认识田牧师有几年了。
We have opportunity to work together.
我们在一起服侍神。
Like in the America Return to God Prayer Movement.
在美国回归真神祷告运动。
And I know of him. I admire him very much.
他认识我，下面就不用翻了。
Thank him for the invitation for him and my wife to be here today.
我们感谢他的邀请，我们也欢迎热烈欢迎王师母，好吗？
I brought you some little gifts today.
我带了一些小礼物给大家。
It's a box of books on the outside. You can pick it up when you go.
在外面的走廊啊，他带了一些书啊。如果你有喜欢的，你可以自己拿。
I just do want to introduce two of them.
我就想介绍其中的两本。
Some of you may know of this already.
有些人可能已经看过这个书。
真道手册。
It's about truth, a handbook about truth.
This is a book that I wrote about 30 years ago.
他三十年前就写了这本书。
It tells us about some of the groups and churches and denominations that is unbiblical.
这本书里面跟我们介绍一些教会宗派，他们是不合圣经的。
For instance, the Mormon Church.
比如说摩门教。
For instance.Jehovah's Witness.
还有耶和华见证人，大家都知道。
Many of them.
还有许多许多。
Another one is 将来必成的事 things to come in the future.
他已经翻了。
It tells about the end time happenings.
另外一本书是关于这个末世将要怎么发生的末世的事。
The Lord is coming back soon.
主快要回来，很快就要回来。
We as Christians must be ready.
我们作为基督徒必须要准备好了。
Actually, no Christian can say the Lord will not come back tomorrow morning.
没有一个人都是安全的，没有人可以说，
没有人可以说主耶稣明天不回来。
他一定回来。
Therefore, you and I must be ready to meet him.
所以我们必须要准备好，我们要准备遇见他。
Yeah, I'm very happy today. We have several brothers and sisters are going to be baptized.
我很高兴今天有几位弟兄姊妹们要受洗。
So I'm going to talk a little bit of today about baptism.
今天我要讲关于洗礼的事情。
I'm so happy Pastor Tian interpreted for me.
他说他很高兴我可以替他翻译，他很有信心啊，他不知道我翻译怎么样。
This is what we call faith.
这就是信心啊。没有看过我做过，他就相信。
All right, we all know that the title of the message today is New Man, New Life.New mission.
我们都知道今天信息的主题叫做新人、新生、新使命。
This title is especially prepared for baptism.
这是特别为洗礼预备的一个信息的题目。
A Christian believed in Christ.
基督徒是相信基督的。
Ask Jesus to forgive his sins.
求主耶稣赦免他的罪。
Accept Jesus as his personal savior.
接受主耶稣做他个人的救主。
He is saved.
他就得救了。
He became a child of God.
他成为神的儿女。
He has salvation.
他有救恩。
Fine.
好了。
Then why do we have to get baptized?
这样就好了，为什么还要那么花功夫来受洗呢？
Are we saved because of baptism?
我们是因为受洗才得救吗？
No.
不是的。
We are saved because we believe in Jesus.
我们得救，因为我们相信耶稣。
Then why do we go to baptism after?
那为什么还要再受洗呢？
I want to make this clear today.
我今天要把这个讲得非常清楚。
Baptism is a public witness.
洗礼，受洗是一个公开的见证。
We want to give public testimony.
我们去公众来见证，做一个见证。
That we have become a Christian.
我们成为基督徒，公开的宣告。
The Bible tells us when we are baptized, we are baptized with Jesus unto His death.
圣经告诉我们，当我们受洗的时候，我们是借着受洗进入基督的死。
And then when we come out from the water, we are resurrected again with Jesus.
当我们从水里出来的时候，我们跟主耶稣一同复活。
That's why we say new life, new person.
我们这就为我们说是新生命、新人。
And then somebody can have.Still have a question.
所以有人还是不同意，还是有问题。
Yes, is a public testimony necessary?
有人说这样有必要吗？
Let me ask you this question. Is necessary?
我问你们啦，到底有没有必要要公开这样做啊？
How many of you here are married?
你们这边有多少人是结婚的？
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
谢谢。
Now let me ask you, when you get married.Did just two of you go away and just you're just married and living together?
我是想问你们，你们当中两人结婚是不是偷偷摸摸就跑到别的地方去，然后就住在一起了？
对了，偷偷摸摸的。No, we invite our friends or relatives to come and have a ceremony.
没有的，我们邀请亲朋好友、同事们都来，有一个大大的庆典。
It's a testimony.
是一个见证。
And two of us love each other. We are married.
我们两个人彼此相爱，所以我们结合。
Beginning from today, we are husband and wife.
从今天开始，我们宣告我们是丈夫，我们是妻子。
We love each other.
我们彼此相爱。
We are faithful to each other.
我们彼此忠诚。
That is why we have the marriage ceremony.
这是为什么有结婚典礼。
Same thing with Christ.
跟基督也是一样的。
After we believe in Jesus,
当我们相信耶稣基督之后
，He forgave our sins.
他赦免我们的罪。
He gave us salvation.
他给我们救恩。
We become a child of God.
我们成为神的儿女。
Fine.
好了。
But at the same time, we want to give a testimony.
同时，我们还要见证。
We want our friends, our relatives to know that beginning from today, we are Christians.
我们要告诉我们的亲朋好友说，从今天开始，我是基督徒。
We are not ashamed of our faith.
我们不以我们的信仰为耻。
That's why we get baptized.
这是为什么我们要有一个洗礼。
And today, because of time, I'm going to say very simply three points.
我今天因为时间的关系，我只有三点。
After we become a Christian,
我们信主之后
we should be baptized.
我们就应该受洗
We give a public testimony.
我们要公开的见证神
From this time on,
从这时候开始
Number one,
第一点
we become a new person.
我们成为一个新的人
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们
in 2 Corinthians chapter 5,
在哥林多后书第五章
The Bible said,
圣经说,
Therefore, if any man in Christ,
假如有人在基督里,
he is a new creature.
他就是新造的人。
A new creature.
一个新造的人。
New man.
一个新人。
On the outside, still look the same. Huh?
外面看起来是老样子啊。
But inside of us, it's all changed.
在里面完全被更新了。
Because Christ is in us.
因为基督在我们里面
，Yeah. So we become a new man.
所以我们成为一个新造的人。
Second,
第二点
，Not only a new man, we have new life.
我们不但有一个新，我们不但是新人，而且有一个新的生命。
Romans chapter 6 tell us.
罗马书第六章告诉我们。
Therefore, after baptism, therefore.We have been buried with him.
因此我们跟他同埋葬。
Through baptism with death.
我们借着洗礼跟他进入他的死。
So we too might walk in renewness of life.
所以我们也可以在新生命中来存活。
We become a new person and with a new life.
我们就有一个新的生命，就是一个新人，有一个新的生命。
How wonderful it is!
这是何等的奇妙啊！
Now we have not only Christ, but also the Holy Spirit in us.
我们不但基督在我们里面，圣灵也在我们里面。
Now somebody still may ask, what's the difference?
有人说这有什么，有什么不一样呢？
You still look the same.
你看起来一样吗？
I think many Christians can give you this testimony.
我相信有很多人可以，很多基督徒可以做见证。
I can give you mine.
我可以做我的见证。
I was saved. I came to Christ when I was 11 years old.
我十一岁的时候，我重生得救。
Dr. 张宋，宋尚杰博士 came to Beijing.
宋尚杰博士到北京来。
That's my hometown.
到他的家乡。
In his mighty preaching.
他非常大有能力的这个讲道。
I received Christ.
他就举手接受耶稣。
But after that,
但是在那之后呢？
Am I still the same?
我是不是还是老样子啊？
I still look the same.
但外面看起来还是老样子。
But I'm not really the same anymore.
但是我真正不一样了。
What's the difference?
这有什么不一样呢？
When I was young, I was pretty naughty. I'm not a very good child.
我小时候调皮捣蛋。
对了，调皮捣蛋的，对了。When I did something not too good,
我常常做一些不太好的事。
And nobody discovered it.
但是我很厉害，没有人知道。
I feel very proud of myself.
我特别以此为荣。
Yeah.You see, I did it, and nobody knows.
你看，我做了，但我干了这事，但没人知道。
I'm proud of myself.
我真不得了啊。
That was before I came became a Christian.
这是我在信主以前的心态。
After I received Christ,
当我接受基督以后
，the Holy Spirit is in my life.
圣灵就进入到我生命里面。
And I did something again.
我又干了一些不好事，老勾当。
It's different. It's different now.
现在可不一样了。
Although nobody, no human beings know about it.
这次还是一样，没有人看见，没人知道。
But the Holy Spirit inside of me speaking to me.
但是在我里面的圣灵可对我说话了。
You are a Christian now.
他说你现在可是基督徒哦。
You still took something that does not belong to you.
你怎么还在偷东西啊？
That joy is no more.
在圣灵责备的时候，我那个喜乐就没有消失了。
The Holy Spirit rebuked me inside.
因为圣灵就在责备我。
Until at last I returned the thing to the owner.
直到我把偷来的东西还给那个物主。
No longer the same.
完全不一样，我改变了。
If after you believe.You really do not have any change.
假如你所谓信主之后却没有任何改变
，then you have a problem.
我想你真有问题。
You really have to pray.
你真要好好的祷告寻求喽。
Lord, forgive my sin.
神啊，你赦免我的罪。
Lord, work in my heart.
在我心里工作。
Tell me what is right or wrong.
告诉我什么是对的，什么是错的。
Although nobody else knows about it.
虽然没有人看见，没有人知道。
But you know it.
但是你知道。
Everything we did in the dark.
我们所有在隐秘处中所做的任何事情。
He knows it.
神都知道。
Not everything we did, but everything in our thought, in our mind.
不只是我们所做的事，我们头脑思想的事情。
He also knows it.
他也知道。
So, no longer the same.
你不会再一样的，你信主以后。
God is inside of us.
神就住在我们里面。
But after we really become a Christian, we seek after him and follow him.
当我们真正重生得救，我们追寻他，跟随他。
We will gradually and gradually be cleansed from inside.
我们会逐渐的从里面被清洗干净，被洁净。
But whenever, I know most of us are Christians here, whenever you did something wrong,
我知道我们当中大部分是基督徒，但是什么时候你干了不好的事？
You hate yourself.
你就很憎厌自己。
怎么搞的啊
？Why?
有没有搞错啊
？What's wrong with me?
I believe in Christ for 10 years already.
我相信主，我信主都快十年了。
I still have this kind of thought.
我怎么还有这样的思想？
哎呀 ，You feel bad.
But 觉得非常的难过。
Don't be discouraged.
不要灰心。
Many Christians have that problem.
我们很多基督徒都有同样的困难挣
扎。I have that problem.
我也挣扎。
The Apostle Paul has that problem.
连使徒保罗都有这样的挣扎。
We don't have time to go into that this morning.
没有时间再看他的挣扎了。
If you read Romans 7 and 8,
如果看罗马书第七章跟第八章，
you can see Paul tells us about himself.
你有看到保罗讲到他自己的挣扎
？Paul, what did he say?
你知道他说什么吗
？He said the thing I should do, I did not.
我该做的事我不做。
The things I should not do, I did.
我不该做的事偏偏去做。
That is Apostle Paul.
这是使徒保罗的挣扎。
We share that problem.
我们分享相同，我们有同样的挣扎。
And then what did Paul say later?
后来保罗使徒保罗说什么呢
？So he was disappointed to a degree. He said, "Woe unto me!"
他非常的失望，说：“哎呀，我这个人真惨了、啊，我这个人怎么这样啊
？”Who can save me from this body of death?
谁可以让从我脱离这个必死的身体呢
？And then later he said, "Thank the Lord by Jesus Christ, I can do it."
后来他说：“感谢神，借着耶稣基督，我能得胜。”
So Christ is our victory.
基督就是我们的得胜。
So that's number two, new life.
这是第二点，新生命。
And number three.
第三点。
New mission.
新的使命。
New mission.
新的使命。
After we become a Christian,
我们在我们重生得救之后，
God put on us a mission.
神赐给我们一个使命。
Every one of us, no exception.
每一个基督徒都是有这个使命，没有任何人可以避免的。
Matthew chapter 28 tells us.
马太福音第二十八章。
Before Jesus left his disciples,
当主耶稣升天之前，离开他门徒之前
，He said to them, He said, "Go and make disciples of all nations."
主耶稣对门徒吩咐说：“你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。”
And baptize them.In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。
That was our new mission.
这是我们的新的使命。
After we become a Christian, we have the responsibility to share our faith to the unbelievers.
当我们成为基督徒后，我们有责任跟我们未信主的朋友们分享我们的信心跟信仰。
I think that one of the tragedy of the church today is the Christians.Do not witness.
今天一个最大的悲剧，教会的最大悲剧，就是基督徒他们不做见证，不分享他们的信仰。
I spoke to a church one time several years ago.
我在一个教会几年前，在一个教会在那边讲道。
Several hundred people.
有几百人的教会。
I asked them a question.
我问他们一个问题。
I said, "How many of you, in the past year, in the past 12 months?" Have personally led a new person to Christ.
我就问那个教会的人说，在过去十二个月，你们有任何人带领一个人信耶稣吗
？You know, among those several hundred people,
你知道这么几百人的一个会众
，only 10 raised their hands.
只有十个人举手。
That is a tragedy of the church today.
这是今天教会的悲剧。
I don't want to ask you this question today.
我今天不打算问这个问题。
I don't want to embarrass you.
我也不想让你觉得不好意思。
Do you want to try?
你愿不愿意来试试看分享神的大能呢
？Maybe later. Maybe later.
可能晚一点的时候。
However, I would like to leave you a challenge.
所以我今天要给大家一个挑战。
That is, every person who became a Christian,
你要让每一个人成为基督徒。
He should try to witness to lead other to Christ.
一个人成为基督徒以后，他要尝试带别人也信主。
The challenge is every Christian will lead at least one person to Christ each year.
这个挑战是这样给大家讲的，就是每一年我们最少带一个人信耶稣。
One in a year, that's not too many.
一年才一个，不是很多嘛。这是他给大家的一个功课了。
But you know how many Christians have become a Christian for 20 years, but never led one person to Christ.
很多人信主二十年之久都没有带一个人信主。
So I'd like to see your church right here, will begin this movement that I call One Movement.
我希望这个教会这边每一个人啊开始这个运动，就是一对一啊，一零一运动，
一零一运动 ，Yeah， just every Christian lead one person to Christ in a year。
每一个基督徒带领一个人信，在一年内带领一个人信主，不是很难嘛？哦，不是很难。他没有讲在我自己家的啊。
对对，
大家要努力啊。
Now somebody talked to me said, Pastor Wang, that's not too much, one a year。
有人跟我说，王牧师，这不是太难吗？一年才一个。
I tell him, I said, Do you know, brother? If that happened, if every Christian in the church lead one person to Jesus in a year,
你知道，假如这样的事情发生，如果教会的每一个基督徒都带领一个人信主，一年内带领一个信主
，I said, Do you know what does that mean?
你知道那是什么意思吗
？I said, If they do that, that church will double.
你知道当
every year.
当我们都这样做的时候，我们教会就增长一倍了啊、哦！不要讲别人，就我们教会啊，他没这样讲，我翻的啊。
yeah, just lead one every year, our church will double every year.
当我们每一个教会的每一个会友，每一年都带一个人信主，那个教会每一年都增长一倍啊。
You can imagine how the church will grow.
你会想象这个教会是怎么样来增长
？About how many this morning?
我不晓得，可能五十吧。五十个，五十是五十。
All right, let's just say we have 50 here.
我们假设今天早上有五十个人在这里。
If this 50,
假如这五十个人
do the one by one movement,
就做这一零一的这个运动。
That in August of next year,
在明年八月这个时候
，our church have so many people. How many people?
100.
If the 100 people do the same.
假如这又来了，这全部一百人又做同样的事。
Two years from now, how many?
两年从现在开始就两百。
How many? 200. Same thing happened. Three years from now.
同样的事情三年后呢
？How many?
800人啊，400人，太快了，我。
400. So, yeah. And another year.
800.
800.Another year, the fifth year, 1600. That's it.
他的意思就是用这样来算的话，其实可以增长很快的。假如每一个人都这样
做，真的， yeah. 太快了。Yeah. Yeah. 我不敢计算下去了哈。第六年就3000多了。
I dare not to continue calculate. By sixth year, it'll be more than 3,000.
One a year.
One person a year, lead one person a year. Yeah. 领一个人，一年领一个人。
I want to leave this challenge to each one of you.
我今天要把这个挑战留给我们在座的每一位，
好不好？
好。
Okay.
Okay.
Wonderful. 记住啊，你们都说好了哈。
Remember, oh, you all promise, say okay, oh.
我听见不重要，但是神听见了。
It doesn't matter. I heard, but God heard.
Yeah, we have promised.
我们有一个应许。
One a year.
每一年领一个人。
May our church become a one by one church.
让我们的教会成为一零一的一个教会。
If we do that, we will double every year.
我们如果这样去做，我们每一年都会成倍的增长。
May God bless.The ones who will be baptized today.
我们求神祝福今天要受洗的弟兄姊妹们。
Thank you.
谢谢王牧师。 我下面要来采访这个今天受洗的啊。第一个采访，我们请田马林师母来采访苏神刘姊妹，请苏神刘，苏神刘 come forward。
Okay, I'll be interviewing Susan。
然后请 Chris 来翻译。
And Chris will translate。
下面那个贝斯准备。
Okay, Susan, how about introduce yourself so we can get to know you?
Hello, Susan, 你能介绍一下你自己吗？
My name is Susan. I'm married. My husband's back there.
我的名字叫 Susan, 我的丈夫在
那。And his name is?
And his name is Johnny.
他的名字是 Johnny.
And I have two children, the two right there next to him.
我还有两个孩子啊，就在他旁边。
And we live in Hercules. We live in Hercules.
Oh, God, 他们在他们住在 Hercules.
Oh. Okay, Susan, and share a little bit about what your life was like without Christ.
Hi, Susan, 你能分享一下你的生活中啊，你没有信主之前的生活吗？
I started going to church when I was about 7 years old when the neighborhood, one of the neighbors came by and invited us to the local Chinese church.
我第一次去 church 是我在七岁的时候，是我的邻居邀请的我。
And at that time, it was just me and my brother attending church week after week, and I thought it was just like going to school.
那个时候，我和我的一个兄弟一块儿去 church， 当时我会觉得就像去上学一样。
Yeah, because all we did was, you know, learn about Bible stories, and you know, of course, we learn about God. But you know, that's all I knew. Being at that young age, I thought, well, God is just in the Bible stories, and we're just going to school.
因为我们去那儿就感觉天天学一些圣经的故事呀，圣经的道理，感觉就是像在上课一样。
So at that time, I just really didn't think, you know, much about God. Just He was in the Bible stories.
所以那个时候我没有更好的经历神。
How did you come to know Christ?
Well, of course, I continued to go to church week after week, and by the time I was about 12, I started to really think about God.
马林问你是怎么样真正的认识神的？然后苏三说，当我上十二岁的时候，我才是真正开始接触神。
Right, I started to wonder, you know, is God really real, or do I just think He's real because I've been hearing all these stories?
他开始想这个神到底是。真实的还是我认为它是真实的还是只是存在于一个幻境当中
So, you know, just suddenly one day I remember I just decided to pick up the Bible and start reading and I just flipped it open and it came to the book of John and I started reading and reading and reading I felt drawn to read more about God
有一天我突然有一个念头闪过然后我就突然翻开了约翰突然翻开了圣经开始读约翰福音然后越读我就 越入迷越陷入进去
So when I got to John 3:16, which I had already heard many times already over the years, I felt like God was really speaking to me that He is real. And so shortly after that, you know, the Sunday school teachers made a surprise visit at our house and invited me out to ice cream.
对，当我在读约翰福音第三章第十六节这个非常大家都知道的经文之后，我突然感到上帝确实在对我说话。所以那个时候我就开始感到上帝确实是。真真实实存在的然后接下来然后他的主日活动的老师来到他们家邀请他们一起去吃冰激凌
So I remember the ice cream it was very good
我记得这个冰激凌非常好吃
But more importantly I remembered it was that time after the ice cream that I shared with my Sunday school teachers that you know I've been really thinking about it thinking about God about all the stuff I've been learning in Sunday school and I really wanted toTake the step to ask God to be my, you know, Lord and Savior, and they led me through a prayer.
虽然冰激凌非常好吃，但是我更加欢喜的是之后我们大家一起这个连结的时间，然后我听到了主日学老师跟我们分享，这时候我真正听进去那些真正分享的经文故事，从此以后我决定更加进一步的接近主。
So how has life been different with Christ in your life?
所以这个。主是怎么样？耶稣基督是怎么样？对你的生活造成改变的
Well, at that time I was still very young. I was like 12. So, I mean, I felt really at peace. I remember feeling really peaceful at the time to be part of God's family.
就是当我十二岁那年，我真正的接受了主耶稣，我觉得非常的平安，我的内心非常的平安。
But being that I was only 12 and we were getting rides to church, shortly after that our family moved out of Oakland, and then we no longer had a ride to church, so we kind of stopped going to church. And fast forward to my adult life, that is when I start to really feel God calling me, telling me I am missing something in my life.
有件事情突然发生，就是 Susan 搬去了 Oakland， 然后她以前是有人给她一个搭车让她一起去教会，但是自从她搬家之后，她就没有法再搭车去教会，所以她就缺席了很长一段时间。但是上帝在这段时间告诉她，你缺少了什么东西。
So, it wasn't. And I mean, I continued to try to search for the right church for our family, for my husband, for me, my children, but it was difficult to find the right one. And just life got really busy, and I just kind of never followed through. The turning point was about last year, around this time, is when I found out that I was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and that is when I started my journey to really experience God.
在这段缺席的时间，我一直也是为我和我的家人、我的孩子一起去寻找一个新的教会。但是这些年啊，直到我去年的时候，发现自己得了这个lung cancer， 肺癌，所以的话，肺癌第四期，然后我才有机会再重新经历神。
So, how I felt about, I mean, how I really experienced God is, you know, being that I was just so wrapped up with life, I just was postponing seeing a doctor. And even though I was starting to feel the symptoms worse and worse and worse, until finally God brought me to the emergency room, and I've...
就是我发现我的病症越来越坏，然后我觉得我生活越来越糟，直到进到emergency room.
And that is when, you know, I feel like God really saved my life because the cancer was in my lung and in my heart, crushing my heart, and I couldn't breathe. And that's when they had to do the emergency surgery.
那个时候我觉得上帝真的到我的生活中来，因为当时我的情况非常的坏。那个肺癌一直的侵袭我的身体，袭击我的这个内部，让我不得不开始做手术，不然就会有生命危险。
So I wanted to share just a little snapshot of my life because I really feel that God has shown me that He is merciful and loving to help me go through this and to see what He can do for me every day.
对，通过这件事，我觉得上帝是非常慈爱，然后他对我也非常的有爱的啊，他让我知道这个，通过这件事能够让我更加感受到主的爱。
So, can you share with us what's one big thing that about God that you have experienced?
你能告诉我们，就是拿一件事来说，就是最主要的一件事，上帝对你的经历有所改变的。
And maybe just share me, you know, a miracle that you have experienced from God.
你能分享一下你的这个经历神的奇迹吗？
Well, there are many miracles I've felt through this journey so far. You know, with the cancer, it's difficult to deal with.
有很多神迹我正在经历，比如说这个肺癌，其实大家都知道肺癌是十分难治愈的。
But it's not just the cancer, but just...I see God has really transformed me, or is still working on transforming me, because people who know me know that I worry all the time, and I try to plan A, B, C, D always.
上帝其实不只是治愈了我的肺癌，上帝还正在改变我这个人。所以就是周围熟悉的人都可以看到我的改变，然后
So.You know, how God has really transformed me is to really teach me to be just to be still and know that He is God, that He is in control, and I don't need to be taking the driver's seat to try to plan everything, that He's working everything out for me in terms of everything, my health and insurance, finances and everything.
上帝通过这件事情告诉我，他才是这个世界上的主人，我不用再为这个生活所劳累的奔波，为自己的生活，自己打拼，这种感觉就是上帝他是主人，他能control， 他能控制我生活中的一切，他是我生命中的主人。
Okay, Susan, can you give us the most update about your health?
Susan, 你能给我一下这个最近的健康的这个最新的情况吗？
The most update is that I had a PET scan this last week, and they showed a total different scan from the one I had before, and they are not able to see any more cancer in my lung yet.
哈利路亚。最新信息是经过最新的扫描，这次扫描的结果和以前完全不一样。这次扫描的结果显示他的肺里面已经完全没有了癌细胞，这是一个神迹。
Glory to God.
Yeah, so I just want to thank you all for being here, to witness my public declaration to share with everyone my faith in God.
我再次想非常衷心的感谢各位能够在此见证我公开的受洗，然后还有我的所谓的见证，可以让大家更好的领受神的爱。
Thank you, Susan.
Thank you.
谢谢你 ，Susan.
Thank you.
我们的小公主啊，因为她今年年纪小，找不到白袍子，后来我也说主耶稣怎么办呢、啊、后来我们两个就决定，我们转身告诉你们耶稣爱你啊。OK， 我们告诉啊，你可不可以告诉大家你叫什么名字？
Dora。
那你今天来这边做什么？
受洗。
那你还要告诉大家什么呢？你刚刚告诉我的，
耶稣爱我。
还有呢？
耶稣爱我们。
哈利路亚！
哈利路亚
！OK， 很好。
阿门，
阿门。好，那我们来访问爸爸了，好不好？来，来，我们站在中间，好，你翻译，过来。
Bessie 问他你叫什么名字，他说I would translate it in English. Alright. Kind of messed up. So Bessie asked her, what's your name? And she said, Dora. And Bessie asked her, what are you doing today? She said, I'm getting baptism. And Bessie asked her, what a word do you want to say today to the audience? And she said,Jesus loved me, and Jesus loved you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay, Hallelujah. 好的，好好。因为今天他有点紧张哈，因为他毕竟只有你几岁？
我四岁。
Okay, 我们只有四岁哈。
You know, like, because she's pretty young. She was only 4 years old. She's kind of kept nervous. So we're gonna interview her father.
Okay. 好，这位先生。请问这位小公主是你的谁？
这是多拉，是我的女儿。
What's the relationship between you and this lovely princess? And he said, she is my daughter.
那请你简单的介绍你自己吧，告诉大家。
我姓王，上王王王友，来自上海。我的老婆叫瑜伽，女儿多拉。
Bessie asked him, could you do a briefly introduction of yourself? And this gentleman said, my name is Wang Yong, and my wife is Yu Jia, and she's standing there. Yeah.
那你可不可以告诉大家，今天你受洗的过程，为什么你今天会站在这里？信主跟信主前后，你有什么不同的地方
？So wait a minute. So could you tell us like what brings you here, and before and after you got you believe in, you put your belief in Christ, like what's the difference in your life?
信主前碰到事情心情不好，容易心里发火，心里发火啊，不是因为我比较内向，懂吧？外向容易啪打架，对吧？我们内心发火。
Yeah, before I believe in God, every time I feel like a little bit, I made a little bit intense thing, I become angry inside of my heart, because I'm a pretty introvert person, and I don't express them outside, but he can feel the anger fire is inside my heart.
后来我老婆生了多了以后半年，她得了忧郁症。
So after we had Dora, like a half years later, we have Dora and his wife is getting a deep depression.
当时的时候我也不知道怎么办，他三天没睡觉，头痛。就在这个时候，就是我们教会的兄弟姊妹帮了很大的忙。
So at that time, I don't know how to deal with the depression.So I haven't slept for 3 days, but glad that this brothers and sisters in this church and come out and help me.
后来通过这件事，我再来到教会，到现在已经有四年多了。
So after this experience, I've been come to this church for more than 4 years.
感谢主，现在我认识到有主在。我的生命的改变。
Yeah, praise the Lord and thanks for him, like how much he done in my life.
心情都不一样了，现在现在呢，就是我心态就比以前完全变了。
Yeah, God make me become a good tempered person. Right now, my mood getting better and better.
也学会了原谅，也不会发火。
Right now I learn to forgive and be slow to anger.
Yeah.
我想把主耶稣的福音传到身边的人。
Right now I kind of.Like, want to do this one-on-one challenges. I want to share my life story with all the other people working with me, surrounding me.
你要不要跟大家分享一件你以前的一个坏习惯？
Do you want to? Okay. Do you want to share with do you want to share with others like one old bad habit before you come to Christ?
我的坏习惯，抽烟工龄，我52岁，抽烟40年。
So one bad habit, it was smoking. Right now I'm 52 years old, and I've been smoking for 40 years.
两年之前戒了。
Two years ago, I quit smoking.
哈利路亚，赞美主。那你现在有没有一些你心里的话想要告诉大家？
So right now, what's your like? What's the most want to say to the audience?
我感觉到，现在只要想去做什么对不起什么事的话，就感觉会有圣灵在我的脑子里边，这是坏的，不好做。
Okay, so right now, if I want to do some bad things, the Holy Spirit is inside my brain, tell me not to do it.
好了，那我们今天的访问就到此了。那我们接下来就要有受洗礼的一个仪式。
So our interview is end, and later on we're gonna have a baptism. So,
如果你家人要照相，现在开始准备啊，你可以到前面来靠近一点啊。You want to take picture close of your family who will be baptized? You can come forward, take picture. You want to stand closer? It's fine.
就你这个还要给谁？那我要下来了，牧师。
个是从小妹妹开始。
Okay, we're going to baptize Dora first.
可以，可以，没问题，没问题。面对，刚才王牧师有讲到这个洗礼的意义啊。
Just now, Reverend Wang shared with us about the meaning of baptism.
其实圣经里面也讲得很清楚，在罗马书讲得很清楚。
Also, the Bible in books of Romans, say very clearly.
受洗是我们借着洗礼哦，进入跟主耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活。
Through baptism, we identify with Christ, being buried and resurrected.
我们通常用的是水礼哦，是到水里面浸礼。
Usually, our method of baptism is by immersion.
我们今天不太一样，我们今天用点水在头上点水的礼。
So today is different. We're just going to do the sprinkling.
但是这个意义是一样的。
But the meaning is still the same.
就是他跟这个小 Dora 跟主耶稣同死、同埋葬、同复活。
It still means that Dora has been buried and raised with Christ.
他虽然年纪小，只有四岁啊。
Even though she's only 4 years old.
单纯的信心。
But she has a simple faith.
因为他的老师教他，就刚才这个老师阿姨教他。
Because the teacher taught her very clearly.
所以他就愿意受洗。
She's willing to be baptized.
她已经信耶稣了。
She already believed Jesus.
所以我现在也凭信心为她施洗。
So I'm going to baptize her by faith.
好吧。
Okay.
我们起立，我们祷告好吗
？Let's arise and let's pray.
我们为下面这个仪式来求靠神。
Let's trust the Lord with this baptism.
我们求神的灵降下来。
We ask the Holy Spirit to come.
父神，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你给我们大使命。
You gave us the great commission.
我们要去。
We need to go.
使万民做主的门徒。
To make disciples of all nations.
我们为这三位可爱的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
We give thanks to these three precious brothers and sisters.
他们凭信心。
By faith.
他们接受耶稣基督做救主与主。
By faith they receive Jesus as their Savior and Lord.
他们愿意公开的宣告。
They're willing to publicly declare.
他们与主耶稣同时。
Die with Christ,
同埋葬
and buried,
同复活
and raised with Christ,
成为一个新造的人
and become a new creation,
要做新的使命
and they have a new mission.
求主与我们同在
May the Lord be with us.
当你的仆人为他们施洗的时候
as your servant baptized them,
求主的灵降下来
May your Holy Spirit come,
来进入他们生命里面
May come into their life,
来印证他们是新的生命
To come and verify their new life in Christ.
求主也对我们在座每一位说话。
And may you speak to each one here.
今天新来的。
And to every newcomer.
还没有认识你的。
And for those who doesn't know you yet.
求主鼓励邀请他们。
May you encourage them to come to you.
也对每一位已经做基督徒的说话。
May you speak to every believers here.
我们不但是新生命。
We not only have the new life.
新人。
Not only being the new man and woman,
我们还有新使命。
We also have the new mission.
我们一年要带一个人信主。
We want to lead one person to Christ each year.
圣灵啊，求你对我们说话。
Holy Spirit, may you come and speak to us.
圣灵啊，求你对你的教会说话。
Holy Spirit, may you speak to your church.
不要再睡觉。
No longer sleeping.
不要再睡觉。
Not to sleep anymore.
再睡就太晚了。
Continue to sleep will be too late.
主耶稣已经到了门口了。
Lord Jesus has already arrived at the door.
祷告奉主的名求。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
好。
Because she is short, so I'll kneel down. Oh, you don't need to kneel down.Are you willing to be baptized? I am willing to be baptized.
baptized in the public?
Yes, I am.
Declare you follow Jesus Christ?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Are you Susan Liu?
Yes.
I want to make sure.
Yes, I am.
Okay. In the past, we baptized so many people, you know, like 15 people. So we want to make sure we baptize the right person. Okay. Susan Liu, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. May Jesus Christ guard your body, soul, and spirit until he returns. Amen.
Amen.
刚才都做见证了，他interview了，你愿意在公开受洗吗？愿意。你愿意跟随主耶稣吗？愿意。做他的门徒。愿意。好，三个愿意。王勇，我奉圣父、圣子、圣灵三位一体真神的名为你施洗，愿主耶稣基督保守你的灵魂体在这末后的时代，直到他再回来的日子。Amen。
Triple dip. Okay, then we're going to give them the certificate of baptism.
Take pictures, another picture. How about three of you stand on? Dora, 你站第一个, 你是number one. 你站, 我给你证书了啊。 Dora, 我这年纪写错, 写5岁啊, 稍微加了1岁啊。 Dora, 这是你的洗礼证书啊。 说谢谢。
谢谢。
哦，还有人献花，年纪最小，年纪最小，花最大啊！哇，好，下面是 Susan. This is your certificate. Most important, already registered in heaven. Okay. Wang Yong, 人如其名啊，你要翻译啊。Wang Yong, 人如其名啊，翻译啊。He just like his name. He's very courageous. Wang Yong means be courageous. He's a king. Who is a king? Very courageous. That's his name. 他刚才讲了三次，是不是啊？我愿意，我愿意，我愿意，所以我就说三次哦。这是你的证书，感谢赞美主。
谢谢。我们呀，还有花，三个都有花。我跟他们三个照一下相好吗？你们现在可以照，我们待会就不再聚集了。OK，
你站好，站好，你们照一下啊。跟牧师师母呀，还有呀，还有花，哇！好，我们往前一点啊，站好。好，你们现在要照就照了，我们待会完了我就不跟他们照，我还有事情。你们家人可以照，待会儿。 Let's conclude with a word of prayer. 我们最后祷告结束好吗？请 Robert Scott 做。我们 ask Pastor Robert Scott, our English pastor, to come to give a blessing. 我替他翻译。我们仍然站立 ，OK? Remain standing.
Pastor Joseph, I've already been baptized. You don't have to put any water on my head. Won't everybody sit down, please?
Yeah. 请坐下，请坐下。
The Lord gave me this blessing on the way to church this morning.
神今天早上在到教会的时候，他给我这个祝福。
Now, if you've ever been baptized, stand up.
如果曾经已经受过洗，请站起来好吗？
你们受过洗吗？
God is the God of yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
神是昨日、今日到明天都是一样的神。
He is the I am.
他是我是的那一位。
On the day that Jesus was baptized,
当主耶稣受洗的那一天,
it was prophesied that the man who baptized him was unworthy to tie his shoes.
那个替他施洗的那位就是施洗约翰说的，我替他绑鞋带都不配。
But Jesus came forth to be baptized.
主耶稣自己来还是被受洗，还受洗。
Just as we were baptized.
就像我们刚才受洗一样。
And on that day he was baptized.
当他那天受洗的那一天,
we were baptized.
我们也受洗。
And when he came out of the water,
他从水里面出来的时候,
they said that the dove of the Holy Spirit landed upon him.
那个圣灵像鸽子一样在到他肩上。
They said a voice came from out of heaven.
有一个天上有声音说。
In Psalm 29, it describes the voice of the Lord.
诗篇二十九篇描写神的声音。
The voice of the Lord is over the waters.
那个神的声音在大水之上。
The voice of the Lord is full of glory.
神的声音充满了荣耀。
The voice of the Lord is full of promise.
神的话语充满了应许。
The voice of the Lord divides the flames of fire.
神的话可以使火焰分开。
The voice of the Lord is over the wilderness.
神的声音是在旷野之上。
It's over the wilderness of Richmond.
也在列治文的这个上面。
The voice of the Lord brings peace to us.
神的声音带给我们平安。
And on that day, the voice of heaven spoke down upon Jesus as he's speaking down on you and you and you and you and every one of us. Behold, this is my sons and my daughters who I love.
就那天有声音降下来说，就像对我们每一个人说，这是我的爱子。
So the voice of the Lord speaks out over us.
神的声音对我们说话今天。
And even as Pastor Wang spoke about being the testimony, we are the brothers and the sisters of the testimony.
今天圣灵对我们说话，就像王牧师说，我们是神的见证人。
That God is going to arrange divine appointments for us.
神会给我们有神圣的约会，为我们每一个人。
That we do not have to work to give our testimony.
我们不需要努力来给见证。
The Lord is going to lead somebody up to us to ask us a question.
神会带一些人来到我们生命里来问一些问题。
And you're going to speak of what Jesus Christ has done in your life personally.
你需要跟他做见证，神在你生命里所做成的工作。
Without shame.
也不要有羞耻。
Without guilt.
也不要有这个内疚感。
But there'll be a joy that's going to fill your heart.
是充满喜乐的来分享。
And it'll be the same face.
你还是同样的面孔。
But it'll be a face of joy.
但是充满了喜乐的。
So the Lord is just blessing us now. So just receive it. Just receive.
神要祝福你，请你来接
受。Just receive the blessing of the Lord.
接受这个神的祝福。
The Lord is speaking over your hearts.
神对你的心说话。
He's changing your minds.
他改变你的心思。
We are indeed a new creation. Amen.
我们真是一个新造的人。
We are a new creation. Amen.
我们是真新造的人。
We are a new creation. Amen.
我们是新造的人。
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
好，谢谢。我们聚会到此结束。We conclude our worship here. You can access to the cafeteria, have a lunch, or you can take group picture. God bless you.
Start from we say yes.
Yes, ready?
One, two.